The former leader is accused of having helped the smuggling of 500 tons of cocaine, mainly from Colombia and Venezuela, through Honduras to the United States.
The extradition judge has decided to grant this extradition, which has been requested by the court of the Supreme District of New York.
U.S. prosecutors allege the politician received millions of dollars from traffickers, including Mexican drug cartel boss Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. The 53-year-old denies the accusations, saying they are a revenge plot by rival drug gangs. His supporters rallied outside the Supreme Court in the capital, Tegucigalpa.
He was the only president who extradited many drug traffickers, and the United States is allowing itself to be led by all the lies of the drug traffickers he extradited. Those are the allegations they have and the evidence they have from the drug traffickers.
Hernandez was arrested last month after being holed up in his home for hours by police. If convicted, he faces a mandatory minimum sentence of 40 years. His brother and former congressman was sentenced to life in prison last year for similar offenses. Prior to his 8-year presidency, Hernandez was pro-American and supported Washington's so-called war on drugs. His wife expressed her despair.
I sincerely regret that this is being done to someone who's been an ally. I wonder from now on who else will want to work to combat drug trafficking in neighboring countries or in Honduras.
Hernandez is expected to appeal the extradition ruling and has 3 days to announce his decision. Jillian Wolf, Al Jazeera.